The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And welcome back. The toll-free number again to call, your partnership with Cross International at 866-927-6464. That's 866-927-6464, or online securely by clicking on the Cross International banner at the top of our homepage at kfax.com. If you're just joining us, welcome to hour number two here on the Wednesday, June 9th edition of Lifeline. And we started the hour, and I want to just kind of reiterate for some folks that might have joined us a bit late tonight. It kind of came as a surprise, and I have to be honest with you that part of it is because of just the nature of news cycles these days. Part of it is because there seems to be so much negative news, not only across the country, but across the globe, that some of these stories kind of get lost in the mix, and then you highlight things like what's happening with the economy, the impact of COVID-19 on both the economy and health, and suddenly a major story just simply doesn't get the kind of attention as it should, such as in the case of not one, but two significant and devastating hurricanes that rolled through Central America late last year, and get this, affected more than 5 million people, and of those, 1.5 million children. And, you know, we look at what's going on at the southern border, and we often hear somebody needs to do something about this, and we need to stop people from coming into the country illegally. But the one question that I never hear asked is, why do they do it in the first place? And while the political answer might be it's drugs, it's escaping, you know, the authorities, whatever, the bigger, grander reality is it's people suffering that are just looking for options. Otherwise, what would make a person travel, oftentimes by foot, thousands of miles? Most of the area that's been impacted by these two hurricanes in Guatemala and in Honduras has forced people to travel 2,857 miles just to reach the U.S.-Mexico border because they are so desperate. And quite frankly, some of these countries that were poor to begin with, that then had to reel from the devastation of COVID-19 and then the double punch of two hurricanes back to back. If they had few and limited resources to begin with, now, here today, in the here and now, those resources, whatever they were, have been completely exhausted. And so now it's left to us as the church to try to do something, anything we can, to help rescue so many of these children. The magnitude of the devastation is beyond belief, but not beyond hope. As long as people care, as long as people are willing to do something, then there yet remains hope for these individuals, these families that have been devastated by these natural events that are beyond their control. Your call to 866-927-6464 will help provide, with every $64 gift, food, spiritual development, Christian education, emergency relief for so many of these children that are suffering. As we say, all told, 1.5 million children just in Guatemala and Honduras displaced by these hurricanes, not to mention the ongoing suffering in countries like Haiti, where even 11 years after the most devastating earthquake they'd seen in modern history, they're still trying to recover. Tom Lewis is with us from Cross International. Tom, you've had a chance to see a lot of this devastation, the impact, and also see a lot of the wonderful impact that gifts from KFAX listeners are making in the lives of these children.
I want to throw another number out just because, Craig, it fits right here. There's a number, and the number is 81 million children in Latin America and the Caribbean live in extreme poverty. 81 million. Now, the only reason I hesitate in putting that number out there, is because sometimes when you hear those numbers, guys, it can be overwhelming. But I'm telling you, when you go to these nations and you witness what we've witnessed, and you see the suffering, and you see the hungry, and you see the heart's desire of a child that all they want to do is go to school and learn so they can do something with their life. When you see that passion, and a passion not for three squares a day, but just to have one little bowl of rice and beans, and to be able to attend a school like Divine Shelter Christian Schools and others there in Haiti, and our incredible school partners there in Guatemala, Nicaragua as well. The Divine Shelter Schools are there as well. And guys, listen, your gift opens the door. I was on the air with Jordan earlier, and literally we were talking about how these children get trapped in the jaws of poverty. And you talk about a trap in the jaws that can grab a hold of an animal or whatever. And I see poverty as one of those incredible traps. But what we talked about today earlier, Craig, was the fact that God has given you, has given me, has given Herb in Fremont, has given David in Richmond, as an example, the key that opens those incredible jaws of poverty, that opens those jaws. You hold the key. Will you use it? Will you use it? I want to say thank you to some friends, but listen, guys, real quick. We're down to about 1 hour. No, 53 minutes in the broadcast. We have a dear friend in Hayward that is going to allow us to use his gift for 100 children as a matching gift. You give 5, he's giving 5. You give 10, he's giving 10. You give 50, he's giving 50, all the way up to 100 children. Bob, again, thank you so much. God bless you. Our first few friends that have jumped on board. Victoria, thank you. And El Cerrito, thank you with a gift for one child. No, that just became 2. Thanks to Bob. Faith, thank you. Thank you for your gift in Palo Alto. Thank you. That one child you just gave became what? 2. James, thank you in Oakley, giving for 2 kids. That became 4 children. Herb, thank you in Fremont. That gift for one child became 2 children. So we're 5 along the way. We have 95 children available that can be matched. You give a gift for 5, he gives 5. You give 2, that's a $128 gift, he gives 2. But only today and only this hour. So you've got to call right now. I'm so thankful to see our ladies checking in. Victoria, Faith, and also Linda leading the way with our ladies. Thank you, guys. We need you as well. And we're going to ask the Lord for some leadership gifts right now for 10 children, 20 children. Our world changer gift in this campaign, like normal, is a gift of $1,000 or more. All right? $1,000 or more. And that's like 15 children. So, guys, thank you. If you can do that, bless your hearts. Cross International Ministry, that has been a partner with AM 1100 for many, many years. And it's a ministry of the highest integrity. Love this work, love this ministry, and we love our partnership here with our AM 1100 family. So let me give you the number. $64 one-time gift for each child. And the question is simply this. How many can you help? How many can you bless? 866-927-6464. In just a moment, we're going to hear from one of our partners. Awesome guy. 866-927-6464. Your gifts are tax deductible, yes. You can give at KFAX.com as well. 866-927-6464. I love Carlos Vargas and the Ministry of Hope of Life there in Zacapa, Guatemala. They are one of our key partners in that part of the country there in Guatemala. They were devastated, you guys, devastated by COVID, by both of these incredible hurricanes. And yet the work is continuing. They are just fighting through. And I love their spirit there. It's amazing. I want you to hear from Carlos Vargas, the founder of hope of life. Here he is.
Yeah, there was a child, 3 years old. I remember when I was getting to the house, the mother was crying, and all she was saying was, where was God when I needed it? Where were the people that talk about love when I needed it? When I went into the house, she had a three-year-old dead in her hands. I cried with her, and I didn't know what to tell her. At the end, I told her, God has been in the right place, in his kingdom. Where was I when you needed me? That will be the question. To that mother, I told her, I'm sorry, I arrived too late. So that's why it's very important, more people to get involved, so we don't hear a mother crying because she lost a child.
Mm. Amen. Wow. He arrived too late. And he said to her, I'm so sorry I got here too late. You see, friends, that does happen. It does happen. When our partners are working so hard and they get there too late. I'm going to give you a story and I'm going to tell you a moment with him on a rescue, and we did not show up too late. That was powerful. Want you to hear it, but in the meantime, here's the number, 866-927-6464. 866-927-6464. 866-927-6464. Now, this matching gift was just established this afternoon. They don't know about this at the call center. We are tracking it here on our screen. I am so excited to announce Cindy just checked in from San Jose. Cindy, your gift for almost four children, actually a little over three right there, between three and four, was doubled. So thank you, Cindy. She said, I got to get in there on the match. You made it. You made it. So right now, guys, we are almost to 10 children along the way on the match. So we've got a lot of room, a lot of work that can be done, but only available in the next 47 minutes. 866-927-6464. Craig, I want to get this story in real quick. We had gone on a rescue with Carlos, and we had gone into the mountains. It was an 8-hour rescue. 8 hours. And so, guys, I mean, it was one of those things that we had no clue what was going to happen. We got in these vehicles. We were kind of like the Chevy truck commercial, up over rocks and all this stuff. And then we started hiking and down the side of a mountain. And at the very bottom of this valley was a little hut. We could see it down at the bottom. I'm thinking to myself, I'm going down there? Really? And I mean, Craig, I mean, I only wish you would have been there. I'd love to have seen your face. But we climb down, we scale down the side of this mountain, we get down there, and there is a little mother. And I'll never forget, guys, the look on her face when we got there. And she started weeping. She knew that help had arrived. And we got there, and we walked up to her and began to just hug her gently. She was so frail. She was desperately trying to nurse her baby girl that was 2 weeks old and near death. And there was a little brother there that was about 3 years of age, and they needed us so desperately. So desperately. The dad was there, and he was just so grateful. He dropped to his knees and was crying and kept saying, merci, merci, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. And we took the mom and the two kids, and we left some resources for dad. We left him with some food and some resources he needed desperately. We carried with us there. We got them back up the side of the mountain and in the waiting vehicles and got them back to Zacapa, to our partner's hospital right there on the mission compound. And we were able to save those kids' lives and the mother, who was desperately, chronically malnourished, trying to nurse her baby, but there was nothing there, you guys. And for you ladies that are listening, I know that in your heart you can feel this. You can sense it. You can see it. And what I remember most was not just how the scene looked, but, guys, when we arrived at our partner's hospital, I want to share this because it'll show you the heart of the people that we partner with on the ground. The first thing at the back end of this rugged ambulance that we were all in, as we unloaded the mom and the two kids, suddenly we surrounded them with the medical staff that was there. And we began to just pray and ask God to intervene and to intercede to the Lord on behalf of these two beautiful children and their mother. Guys, it was powerful. What a powerful moment standing there in the parking lot of that emergency room. And as we walked in, some of the staff even singing praise songs and rejoicing and thanking God. It was amazing. It was amazing. Those are the hearts of our partners at Cross International. And those are the ones that we're helping today. And those two little children are today, they are thriving, thank God. And the mother doing well. And by the way, the mother's received some additional training on how to start a little home garden and literally how to grow different things that she can sell in the marketplace to generate more money for their family. So there was training happening there as well. I mean, guys, that's the heart. That's what our partners do every single day. That's worth giving to. That's worth supporting. That's worth saying, I'm going to make a kingdom investment there. Here's my $1,000 gift. Here's my $500 gift. Here's my $5,000 gift. I want to give you the numbers as we go to break. How many will you help? $64 gift for each of those beautiful children. And don't forget, your gift is matched, guys. You give $1,000, it becomes a $2,000 gift. You give a $5,000 gift, it becomes a $10,000 gift. We've got a friend in Hayward that says, I'm doing it. I'm in. I love the ministry of Cross, and we love him. So, guys, here's the number, 866-927-6464. 866-927-6464. Call right now.
I think the important thing as we go to break is to be mindful of the words of Carlos Vargas. Sometimes we're just simply too late. I want to challenge you, as you're made aware of this need, to not be too late, but rather to be just in time. It's easy for your heart to be touched, to be moved by the stories that Tom shares, the reporting, and then to say, you know what, I'm gonna do it the minute I get home. Just as soon as I get a few moments, as soon as I get a chance to finish my TV program, once dinner is over, then I will make that phone call. And then another distraction happens, and another distraction happens, and the enemy tosses more things in the pathway to that telephone. And before you know it, you remember days later, where for some, it's just simply too late. So I want to encourage you, don't hesitate. Be just in time. Make that phone call right now. 866-927-6464. That's 866-927-6464. Remember, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover. You can also give your gift by check. Every dollar you give, fully tax deductible. Go to KFAX.com, click on the Cross International banner at the top of our homepage, or again, call right now, 866-927-6464. 6464. 619 from KFAX, an update on traffic.
Good morning. How are you? Nice to meet you. My name is Stanley.
Good morning. Wait, we got to hear that again. Let's hear that again.
Good morning. How are you? Nice to meet you. My name is Stanley.
Okay, I got to believe, Tom, that Lewis, that there's a story behind that little that little guy, Stanley.
Yeah, the little guy. Remember, I was sharing, we were actually standing out in the area where they had buried all those folks from the earthquake, and this kid came bouncing up. I mean, just happy, and, you know, that was Stanley. And you just heard from him right there, and little Stanley wasn't in school. But his heart was that he hoped that he could someday have shoes so that he could get to school. He so wanted to learn. He so wanted to have a regular meal every single day. And I think of Stanley a lot. I love his little voice. It's just so awesome. And guys, you know,
and you know what impresses me, Tom, when you look at some of these kids, and we've had a chance to travel together to Haiti. I've been recently to Nicaragua to see some of these kids in these Christian schools. And, you know, I during my scholastic career, I ran hot and cold. And some years in some grades, I was thrilled to be there. And other days, school was the last place I wanted to be. But these children who come from nothing, who recognize that once they have received the rare privilege, and it is that, there is no public education in most of these countries. So if you go, you go because somebody can afford to buy the books and the school uniforms and pay for the tuition. And if your folks can't do it, you just don't go to school. So these kids that wind up getting a gift through a KFAX listener to receive an education are so impressed by how valuable this gift is that I got to tell you, it absolutely amazes me, Tom, to see these kids in school with a sense of enthusiasm, reciting their mathematics, multiplication turntables, or learning to even sing and read in other languages. It's absolutely mind-blowing. So I want the listeners to get a sense that when you give, yes, first and foremost, we're critically saving lives. When you give, yes, we're providing children with food. And yes, we're providing children with an education. But you wonder, does it really matter? Do they really care? Does it make a difference? I'm here to tell you, I've seen it with my own two baby brown eyes. It does make a difference. And to these kids, it absolutely matters. And they show it and demonstrate it.
All right. So, Craig, I'm going to put you a little bit to the test. I promise I wouldn't hurt you. But I'm going to put you a little bit to the test with cut 48. 48. So that's 5 times 10 is 50 minus 2. Okay, while you're getting that, cut 48. I want to give us, since you brought it up, a glimpse into a classroom of kids learning right there in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, a Divine Shelter Christian school. I want you guys to get a glimpse of these kids and how they learn, because honestly, it is spectacular. Now, before we hear that, let me give you the number. We have a 100 child matching gift with 80 children left to be matched. 80. Could you give for 5? Somebody else giving for 10? Many of you to give for 2 kids. Want to say thank you to Catherine in Walnut Creek. Your gift was just doubled. Laura in Oakland for 2 more kids. Your gift was just doubled. Ladies, it is great to see you stepping up. Guys, where are you? Where are you? You grabbing the pizza on the way home? That's all right. But take a couple of moments to call Cross International. Get in on this match. Wow, what a time to be a good steward of what God has entrusted to you. 866-927-6464. 866-927-6464. That's where you can join. Now, we're tracking the match here on my screen. So don't worry about it. You just call, give the most kids you can. We're tracking it. We've got room for 80 more kids. That means when you give a gift for 5 kids, it's doubled to 10. You give a gift for 2 kids, it's doubled to 4. You give 20 kids right now a $1,280 gift. Oh, that becomes 40 kids that are blessed, like the ones that you are about to hear. The number, 866-927-6464. 866-927-6464. Now, Craig, I want you to pay attention because I'm going to ask you at the end of this clip what the kids are learning about. All right, check this out.
Lève la queue
et danse en bas.
Picotis,
picotas,
picotis.
Right, boy, I tell you, you can't fault them for a lack of enthusiasm.
They were studying.
Now, I got to say, Tom, I think when you and I together were in Haiti, that audio comes from Haiti, doesn't it?
It does.
Sounds very, very familiar. And now here's where the test comes in, because my Creole or my French is just miserable. Is that the multiplication tables? No.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh, great.
That's what I thought.
Yes, they're learning math. Yes, buddy, you got it. Ding, 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 100%. A plus.
And those kids, they just at the top of their little lungs. Isn't that beautiful? Oh.
And I love the fact, you know, we stood there, guys, and watched them. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, they got rhythm. I mean, you can tell, right? But the way they can learn so easily by rhythm and what they're doing was impactful. It was really cool. And I'd say it was equally as impactful when we watched the leaders of these classes begin to teach them the Word of God. Wow. Mm. Talk about impact. Their little hearts, their little eyes were open. They were listening. I mean, it was amazing. And so the impact, not just academically, but the impact spiritually by being taught the Word of God every single day. Guys, your gift helps provide, yes, food and life-saving resources, but it also helps to provide spiritual development and Christian education.
How and I got to say something
awesome
about that, Tommy,
that.
Briefly, because it absolutely sends shivers up your spine when you hear a group of 10 and 12-year-old boys and girls who are already mastering a second language, never mind the fact that many of us at that same age here in the United States were struggling with English as I do to this very day. But here they are already mastering another language. In this case, they know Creole or French. They're learning English. And to hear an 11 or 12-year-old child get up and recite entire passages of Scripture from memory in perfect English.
Yes.
Wow. I mean, you know, the Bible tells us, "Thine word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And if you've ever been in difficult places in life, to be able to rely upon Scripture passages that you have memorized to encourage your heart and to give you a boldness and to give you a sense of reassurance of God's love and his protection over you. Imagine now what it's like to hear that young child already learning another language and memorizing entire passages of Scripture in that other language and can recite those passages of Scripture flawlessly. Wow.
It's an amazing thing to see, guys. And that transformation that happens when you call Cross International right now or go online, the number, because we're running out of time in our match. Guys, we are 28 minutes remaining. We are stuck there. We have the opportunity to match, in other words, double your gift for up to 80 more children. 80. 80. Not 8, not 18. 80. What are you waiting for? Guys, what an opportunity to be a good steward of what God has given you. If some of you are thinking, well, I was going to give later, why not do it now when your gift is doubled? This match ends at the top of the hour, is not extended, and does not go on through tomorrow. It ends. So I want to give you the number. It's 866-927-6464. 866-927-6464. 866-927-6464. Your gifts are doubled at KFAX.com as well. We're watching this here. We're tracking it here. We are stuck right there. We've got 80 that we can match right now. I love Cindy's heart from San Jose. She said, "Man, I am in. I don't want to miss this. Here, I am giving my pledge of $200, giving it out of a special account. I got to get in on this match." That is so awesome, Cindy. And those almost four children that you gave for are doubled to at least 7, going on 8 kiddos. I want to give you the number again, 866-927-6464. Craig, do I have time for Nika's story? Do you want to get that when we come back?
Let's do that right after we come back. We'll take a brief time out because I want to give folks an opportunity to go to the phone without missing any of our conversation. So once again, that toll-free number is 866-927-6464. That's 866-927-6464. Now, we've got 36 minutes remaining to go in tonight's broadcast, and that matching grant will last only through 7 o'clock tonight. So if you want to double the impact, double the number of children that you're able to rescue, make that call right now. Let me mention, too, that some folks have said, gee, I wish I could do more, but, you know, things are a little bit tight for me now, and I've only got a budget that allows me to do so much per month. Can I spread that giving out over multiple months? For example, yes. If I want to, say, give for 4 children, can I have the Cross International just simply charge my card $64 a month for the next 4 months? The answer is, let me think about it, yes. Absolutely. Let the operator know that when you call 866-927-6464 and just say, I want to rescue 4 kids. Please charge my credit card $64 a month for the next 4 months. 866-927-6464. That's 866-927-6464. Or securely online right now by going to KFAX.com and clicking on the Cross International banner at the top of our homepage. KFAX.com, or again, 866-927-6464. 636 from KFAX, an update on traffic. There's a cut off the new album by Tommy Lewis and the Tom Tones. No.
And the Trauma Tones.
That's a great little. That, I love it. The Tommy Tones. Tell us exactly, though, what did we just hear there, Tom?
Well, other than the head schoolmaster, the kids, they were belting it out. Of course, he was right at the front of the room. They had pulled together a little assembly. It was really cool for us. They knew we were coming, and they pulled together a little school assembly in this little gym area. And so you could kind of hear, it was kind of echoey. But, guys, I wish you guys could have seen the little ones, these children, all grade school, lifting their hands and worshiping the Lord and singing at the top of their lungs the song, How Great Thou Art. And I got to tell you, in that moment, I was pretty overcome, and I want to tell you why. They had a meager little piano. They had a really beat-up little drum set. They had nothing. I mean, it wasn't like a worship service in one of our churches. And yet they were singing at the top of their lungs, and they were happy, they were grateful, they were thankful that they were in school and that they had an opportunity to learn about the Lord. And outside, guys, was some of the most pitiful homes and housing and issues in their community right there that I'd ever seen. And I'm thinking to myself, could I be singing at the top of my voice, How Great Thou Art, when as I looked around, all I could see right there in their area was need. But they didn't see that. They saw God's goodness. And they were singing about the greatness of God. And guys, it's that reminder that, you know, we've got to take stock every day in the things that God has blessed us with that we often take for granted. And resources is one of those things. Not all of it, but resources is one of those things. You know, we live in a world where we can go to work, we can get a paycheck, we can make investments into our IRAs, and you know, you got all these different kind of things you can do. They're lucky if they get a few pennies a day to be able to have beans and rice. And I just want to encourage you to say, Lord, you've entrusted much to me. What is it you would have me give right now, especially during this matching gift that this gentleman has stepped up and offered so generously, so grateful for him. so graciously. The number 866-927-6464. The story of Nika coming up here, guys. But let me give you the number. Running out of time in our match. 866-927-6464. Now, if there were some of you listening right now that could give a $1,000 leadership gift, listen, it would only take 7 or 8 of you, and we can meet this match. Not even that many. Actually, I think about 6. 6 of you with a $1,000 gift or more. 20 children is 1,280. Maybe you could rescue 20 children. $64 gift for each one, providing food, spiritual development, Christian education, other life-saving resources. How many can you help? 866-927-6464. Got to share the story. Actually, I think Craig Jordan, I think she teased this story at the beginning of the show. So we're a little tardy, I guess I should say, in telling.
We're saving the good stuff till the end.
She's going to get on me tomorrow. I just have that feeling. But this is a beautiful story, guys. A medical nurse in Haiti, in Port-au-Prince, in one of the outside areas that we visited, shared with me this story. She was on her way to the clinic, and she said, you know, I worked in this clinic for 10 years, medical clinic. She said on one particular morning, God stopped her on the way there, and she always passed this large dump, and she said, the Lord told me to go in. She said, I went in not knowing what God wanted of me. She said, as I stood there and began to pray, she said, suddenly I saw the garbage moving nearby where I was standing. And she said, I went over and began to sift through the garbage with her bare hands, ladies, if you're listening. I don't know how many of you would do it. I wouldn't even want to do that. But she began to sift through the bare, with her bare hands, this garbage. And there she found a baby girl that had been thrown away with the garbage that she said couldn't have been 2 weeks old, could not have been 2 weeks. She rescued her up and ran to the clinic, and they were able to give her immediate medical attention. Obviously, she needed nutrition, all those things, and they saved her life. And I was just standing, I know my mouth was gaping open as she shared the story. And then she said this, would you like to meet her? Yes, I would love to meet her. She said, stay right there. She went back to this little room where she was and brought her out. And her name is Nika, and she's 3 years old and beautiful, beautiful, beautiful little girl. And I went to reach for and grab her, and little Nika stuck her arms out to me. And I'll never forget. I'll never forget her reaching her little arms out just so I could hold her and she could feel the love of somebody. And it was just awesome, you guys. And once I knew her story and the sacrifice that that nurse made that day of her time, and not just walking by the garbage dump, but listening to the voice of God, and because she did, little Nika's life was saved. That little girl that I was holding right there, her life was saved that day because of what that nurse did. And I think over and over and over about that story, and I think about the children that we miss when we say, Lord, I'm just too busy. I've got to get to this appointment. I've got to get home. I promised I'd stop and get this or do that. And guys, I just wonder, I'm just asking the question, how many children are we missing tonight because we're too busy? And we just walk by her, or we just drive by. How many are we missing? Would you join us in this final stretch of this match? Guys, at last check, we still needed 80 kids to meet this match. It's 12 minutes to go officially in the hour, and it's over. It's over. Now, I know some of you are listening. You're being diligent, trying to get to a cell phone and make that call. Others of you, you can make that gift online at KFAX.com. Let me give you the number. How many can you give right now? A $64 gift, helping to provide the food these children need, spiritual development, and Christian education is so critical for these kiddos. It is the number one thing they pray for most. Other life-saving resources are included. And by the way, that varies just a little bit depending on our partner and the communities they're serving, what those resources are. They could be medicines. It could be housing. It could be a number of things. So, guys, let me give you the number. It's 866-927-6464. Might even be clean water in some communities. 866-927-6464. Again, 866-927-6464. I want you to think about and pray about that little girl, Nika, that I got to hold, and how many of those kids were just walking by tonight that are reaching their little hand out for us, for you, for me, saying, help me, help me. 866-927-6464, KFAX.com.
11 minutes remain in the hour, so go and make that call right now, 866-927-6464, or securely online, look for the Cross International banner at the top of our homepage at KFAX.com. Let's get a look at traffic. Final time tonight from the KFAX Traffic Center. All right, welcome back to the program, 866-927-6464, 866-927-6464. Tommy, you were mentioning earlier our trip together to Haiti, and we met a woman there that I think, shall I live to 120, I will never forget the encounter that we had with this dear woman who's got a heart bigger than all of Texas, as the saying goes.
Yes.
Sister Gladys.
Yes, Gladys Thomas, or Thomas is her English name, Thomas, Haitian name. And, I mean, Gladys is an amazing, amazing partner. I mean, guys, she's got a hospital there in Port-au-Prince, a couple of orphanages, schools, I mean, clinics. She's working so hard. I want you to hear from Zach Olas just real quick as he shares just a quick story. And I love this because it'll show you even more about Gladys's heart. Check this out.
I'm Zach Olas, the Director of International Programs with CROSS. My most memorable story with Gladys was during the cholera outbreak in October of 2010. Just probably another day in the life for Gladys. But for me, it's a day that changed my life. We hopped in the car with six nurses. We had two vehicles. That day was a lot of tragedy as countless people were dying from cholera right in front of us. And we ran out of supplies. I headed home. You went back to the hospital and returned the next day. And that's the kind of true missional spirit that we look for at CROSS.
Yeah, and I mean, I think you caught what Zach was saying. You know, he said, well, they were coming back to the United States. And Gladys, what was her heart? Her heart was, no, we are going to keep fighting. We're going to get more resources. Going back out there, we're going to save as many of these children and families as we can. That's her heart. That's her heart. And guys, I believe that we should share that same heart, to share as many children and families as we can while we have that opportunity on this earth. And so I would just say, pray and ask the Lord what he would have you do. And he'll lead you. He'll lead you. And remember, God's number is always the right number. It's always the right number. I've learned that over the years, that God's number is the right number, whether that be for two kids or 200 kids. So I'm going to ask you to pick up your phone and share a gift, the best gift you can right now, $64. I know it's a stretch for some of you. If you could sacrificially commit that, you know what that does? That provides food sometimes in some of our communities as long as a year. It also provides Christian education and the opportunity for these kids to walk through the schoolyard gate for the very first time, something they so desperately want. So let me give you the number. It's 866-927-6464. 866-927-6464. Now, officially, what I'm going to do, Craig, is I'm going to stay with this, all right? And I'm going to stay with us till about 10 minutes past the hour, because I want to include every one of you that wants to call tonight and have your gift matched. We're going to include you until about 10 after. So if you're rushing, you say, man, I want to get in on that match, you're going to have that opportunity. I'm going to be tracking this till about 10 after. So no worries. Even if Craig's show has ended, I'll be right here tracking with you. So the number 866-927-6464. We've still got about, 50 or so more children, thanks to Mary in Roner Park, Lorraine in San Rafael. Thank you to Kelly in, is it Pinole or just Pinole?
Pinole.
Thank you. Carol, thank you in Emeryville. Carol, bless your heart. She said, I want to do a monthly gift if I can, please, for two children a month. And Carol,
way
that
to go.
Gift was doubled.
Thank you. God
Jonathan,
bless you, Carol.
Your gift doubled as well. From Calistoga, thank you, Cheryl in San Jose. Oh, my goodness. Your gifts are all doubled, guys. You can rest easy. The line is still available, obviously, 866-927-6464.
All right, time for you to get in. Make that call at 866-927-6464. With that, we'll put a wrap on this edition of Lifeline. Back with more tomorrow. We're going to ask Tom Lewis to stick around as well. More stories to share. More great opportunities for the church to have its phenomenal impact on rescuing lives, changing lives, and giving hope. 866-927-6464. That toll-free number available anytime and, of course, securely online at KFAX.com. I want to thank my engineer, Nate Nelson. Thanks to our producer, Wanda Sanchez. And, of course, Tom Lewis with Cross International. We'll see you, Tommy, back here tomorrow. Meanwhile, Craig Roberts reminding you, just don't keep the faith. Get on out there and share it. So long.
Opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily represent the views of the ownership.